The patient comfort of the hill cavern was broken by Rangvald the Rogue. Dawn had just broken when he marched in briskly.
Top of the morning to you all. The sun's putting on a grand show out there. 'Tis too fine a day to be snoring and a-snoozing. Right, Mordy, my darling?
Mordy, who had risen early with the squirrel, strode in, toweling her face dry of stream water.
Right indeed, old lad. Come on, chaps, up on your paws. Quick's the word and sharp's the action, what? Now, we've got some jolly hard paw slogging today. Every beast will be following friend Rangvel, who knows the secret route to Redwall. So, with the permission of our Logalog and Barbola, I'll organise the march. What?
Some of the Gowsim looked as though they were about to dispute the hairmaid's role, as was customary with shrews, when Luglug rebuked them sharply.
The maid's got my say-so. Any beast wants to argue about the cracking of hazelnuts can do so with me afore we goes further.
The Gowsim chieftain allowed one paw to slide down to his rapier hilt. It was sufficient. No shrew wanted to tangle with Luglug. He nodded.
Carry on with your orders, miss.
There was no mistaking the hair maid's air of command. Major Mullane would have been proud of her.
Pay attention at the back there. We'll be travelling light and quiet, fast and silent as the bloomin' breeze. What? Files of four be best. Don't get strung out or trail to one side. Keep together, that's the ticket. Rangvel will take the lead. I'll bring up the rear. Luglug and Barbola to the mid-flanks, left and right. I want every beast who's strong and able enough to pack a babe on their backs. Sorry about Breckers. Osbill and Belford will provide you with victuals to munch on the march. All clear. Any questions?
Kachuch held up her rudder.
Ain't we allowed to sing as we go? I likes marching songs, Miss Mordy.
The hermaid shook her head.
Apologies, ma'am. I like a jolly good marching song too. Afraid we'll have to do without 'em. Safety in silence, you know. No more questions? Lead off, Rangvel.
They left the cavern, emerging into the calm summer morn. Mordy listened to the distant trill of birds, the murmur of the nearby stream, and the swish of dew-laden grass under paw. She kept her wits about her, and her eyes focused into the surrounding woodland. This was not at all an easy task, as she was trying to eat breakfast, a fine yellow pear, some shrew bread, and a small amount of hard cheese. Adding to her difficulties was the shrew babe, a tiny pestilence named Yik. He had elected to ride on Mordy's shoulders, simply by climbing up there and refusing to come down. The hairmaid could not really protest, as it was she who had initiated the idea, so she bore her burden stoically, for a while at least, until Yik started to make his presence felt.
Youch! I say, old lad, don't pull my flipping ears.
I'm not a hoon, lad. Just making you go faster, eh?
Well, I don't wish to go faster, faster. So stop tugging on my ears and don't keep kicking me with your confounded foot paws.
No kicking you. Me paws get itchy. I hoony scratching them on you.
Well, kindly chuck it. Or go and scratch your paws someplace else. Whoops! What are you up to now, pestilent little bounder?
I'm saving some blefkis for later, eh?
Not down the back of my blinking tunic, you're not. Eat it up now, or I'll tell him not to jolly well serve you any lunch.